Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Today in our studio, we have with us Dr. Ali Alavi, who is an Islamic researcher and educationalist. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, we have been talking about self-confidence, especially in terms of children. Mm-hmm. And we talked about a few factors, what is self-confidence and what role it plays in Islamic upbringing. But then I, as a parent, am confused whether my child has a self-confidence or has he lost it. Mm-hmm. So what are the signs that help me as a mother or as a parent to check the level of the self-confidence in my child?
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purified progeny. As we said earlier, that self-confidence has a key role in the upbringing of the kids, and we have to, as parents, be careful and cautious on the level of confidence that our kids have or they are equipped with. I mean, there are some features, in case we actually pay attention to them, we understand that our kid has at least, let's say, a normal level of self-confidence or not.
Okay.
So we give some signs that shows that our kids are actually are having their self-confidence or not.
Right.
One of the signs that we are going to talk about is the independent actions. I mean, independent action, or let's say, acting maturely. It doesn't mean that we should pave the way for the kid to do whatever he likes. No, even in the simple actions of their ordinary lives, they find after one or two, three times of imitating from the elderly ones, they find their own way to do the action independently. Let me give you an example. Since this discussion of self-confidence, as I said in a previous session, is usually important on the kids of, let's say, those who just are about to start their second decade of life.
Yeah.
So it means that when we are talking about a kid of, let's say, 8, 9, or 10 years old, when we send him to a school, we have to be expecting him at least sometimes to come back independently home.
Yeah.
You see? So this action, when we see that he is doing this action maturely, that is, he knows while coming back from school to home, he has to observe the, let's say, traffic lights and the rules of traffic.
The road safety.
The road safety.
Yeah.
So it means that this kid has reached to a little, to a level of confidence.
Carrying out his activities independently.
Definitely. And sometimes we see the next sign that I'm going to give to the respected listeners to know that if their kids have enough self-confidence or not is just to see that he, as the subject or the kid, is proud of his successes. That is, he has done something and he has proud of it. For example, the same example that we talked about, coming mm-hmm. back from a school alone or independently.
All right.
While back home or talking to his friends or to his other, let's say, classmates, he's honored, for example, going back home. And he's not going to boast and, let's say, to bluff about his abilities. But he says, no, it's quite an easy thing and I have done it. And I just need to care about, let's say, the different signs that I see in the street or the traffic lights.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And we would love to know more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we're talking about self-confidence when it comes to upbringing. Well, Dr. Alavi, you said there are some signs that parents could see, and actually looking on those signs, they can understand where is the level of the self-confidence in their children. You talked about independent actions, and now after independent actions, you said that they will be proud of their successes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So there is another sign that we can understand that our kid or a child is self-confident is that we see that he accepts the kind of failures that he had in his affairs.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and it's not the case for him to escape from a wrong action that he has done already. So when he's asked that, have you really passed or failed in this issue? He says, I mean, very frankly, no, I failed, and I have to. I think I need more practice to do it again.
Yeah.
You see, a person, or let's say a child who has,
he
doesn't have self-confidence, usually tries to actually resort to some lies and say, okay, no, it was not me, or it was not another person that has done it. He wants to in some way to escape from whatever has been done or whatever he has done already.
Yeah, whatever has happened.
The next sign that we can infer that our kid is actually benefited from self-confidence or not is that he tries to examine the new arenas. Mm-hmm. That is, he is accepting the risk of entering different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to be, in doubt in, let's say, entering in this topic, in this subject, or in this issue or not. So we have to be careful. We do not mean that he has to have this, let's say, unlimited courage to do anything, whatever he's facing. No.
Yeah.
We're talking about the normal issues or normal, examples
having that courage,
we have
basically
in our vicinity or in our area or in our environment.
Yeah.
So he accepts the challenge of entering those arenas and to show if he is going to be, successful or to fail it.
Yeah.
So he doesn't care for the result. He prefers to enter into a scene that is worthy of, that is actually being logically accepted by the people.
Mm-hmm.
So the next sign that we can actually give to the parents, or let's say the guardians, about the self-confidence of their kids is to see that he helps the people in the town that they are in need of him or her.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see that this child or kid is helping, by help, look, I think respected listeners should not be expecting paying a huge amount of money or transfer a big workload or something like that. No,
mm-hmm.
To the extent that is about his own ability or her abilities.
As for the age.
As much as his age or her age actually gives her or him this chance to help the others.
Yeah.
So when we see that he finds this courage to go and enter in these fields, it means that this subject is self-confident.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that, Dr. Alavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
يا معطي الخيرات يا معطي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alafi, and we are talking about self-confidence, the signs that could tell us if a child has self-confidence or not. Dr. Alavi, I'll tell the list of the titles that you discussed so far, the signs. You said a child, if he carries out independent actions, he's self-confident, if he's proud of his successes, if he accepts the failures, if he has got the courage to examine new arenas and accepts the risk of entering new challenges, helps others in need, a child is definitely self-confident.
Definitely. So we have to be concerned in case we see in any of these areas of, let's say, self-confidence, our son or our child or our daughter actually has some shortages. We have to be very cautious. And it is because it affects his or her growth and at the same time and his, her or his abilities in future. Yeah. So we have to be worried about that in case we find, for example, in one or two element or segments, he or she has some shortages. So we have to consult with those who know better, or let's say with psychologists and let's say counselors. So we have to be monitoring and observing these areas very carefully. We have given, I think, a sort of, let's say, criteria to the parents to know if their kids and children are self-confident or not.
So far we discussed about the signs of self-confidence. What are the things that take the self-confidence down?
Look, when we are talking about the self-confidence, once again I'd like to repeat it in this show again, that our subjects, or let's say, the target community that we are talking about are the kids of 7 years and above. I'm not talking about the infants or, let's say, preschoolers. You know why? As I said earlier, they automatically have this self-confidence by themselves. And we have to be careful again not to strengthen that in order to exceed its limits. Mm-hmm. I mean, while they are in ages lower than that.
Yeah.
And not to stand in front of it and, let's say, stop it. I mean, in the way that actually this self-confidence is ruined.
Yeah.
So I wanted to remind the respected listeners that the target community of our discussion is the children, or the, let's say, the kids of 7 years old and above. One of the factors that actually results in lack of self-confidence or weakening the self-confidence is feeling unworthy. What does it mean, feeling unworthy? Because, you know, it's quite a wrong conception to say or to think that our kids don't understand too much. No, they are highly brilliant and they know and they can understand and digest too many even complicated things.
All right.
So when we are talking to them, when we are actually acting in front of them, we have to be careful that they are not ordinary people. I mean, they are not people with low understanding. Mm-hmm. No, they can understand too much things. But to the level of their age, even sometimes they even learn beyond their age level, but they cannot actually show the feedback. You see, they cannot show the feedback for us to know that he or she has understood whatever has happened in his or her area.
Yeah.
So look, I mean, these intelligent existences, these intelligent, let's say, people can easily understand that through some actions that they have done already, there is a sort of, let's say, a feeling of being unworthy has been started to grow in the minds, even or the hearts of the people around them.
Yeah.
You see? For example, they think that they have done something in comparison to their friends, let's say, or whatever they have done in circles of the people of the same age with them, like the other kids. They understand whatever they have done is not as good as the others.
Yeah.
And they will analyze the feedback that they are receiving from the people around them. Yeah. That is even the elderly ones. So let's talk about this, inshallah, in our upcoming session.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Ali Alavi, for being with us. And inshallah, we'll talk more on that in the next session. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.